The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus dismissed the crowds and went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He said in reply, "He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, the good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord. It's amazing what we'll endure or sacrifice when we love something or when we love someone. Parents gladly give up their own comfort to make sure that their children are happy, working two jobs, giving up their own food or drink, moving to another country so their children have the best. Navy SEALs make inhuman sacrifices to serve their country. Have you heard of something called Hell Week for the Navy SEALs? That's where a SEAL candidates participate in 5.5 days of continuous training, sleeping only 4 hours the whole week, running more than 200 miles of physical training, and more than 20 hours of training every day. They endure all that because they love their country. They do that out of love. I remember as a young boy, I wanted to show my love for Jesus, and I wondered, what can I sacrifice to show my love for the Lord? And the thought occurred to me, maybe I'll become a celibate priest. To this day, I wonder, why didn't I give up chocolate for Jesus? That's hard too. But when you really love someone, no sacrifice seems too great. In today's Exodus reading, we see that Moses too is willing to make sacrifices out of love for God. Great sacrifices. We read, "Moses stayed there with the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights. Without eating any food or drinking any water." Moses didn't go through Hell Week. He endured 6 weeks of hell. Just as impressive, though, was Joshua, who the reading says Moses would return to camp. But his young assistant, Joshua, the son of Nun, would not move out of the tent. Little Joshua didn't want to play video games or go to Disney World or watch SpongeBob SquarePants. He wanted to stay in the tent with God. He gladly gave that up as a sacrifice for God. You see, when you love something, you make amazing sacrifices. You know, the Catholic Church has some tough teachings. No contraception. No gay marriage. No remarriage without an annulment. Welcoming immigrants. Caring for the environment. Only males can be priests. Priests must be celibate. Did I mention that priests must be celibate? Now here's the interesting thing. Some people accept these tough teachings without question, and they gladly embrace these sacrifices. Others grumble and complain and sign petitions to change the teachings to their own preference. What's the difference between these two mentalities? I think it is love. Love for the church. And how much we're willing to sacrifice and endure for her. You see, when you really love someone or love something, no sacrifice seems too great. You got up to come to 7 a.m. Mass this morning. I got up at 4:30 to prepare this homily. Some people might say, you're mad. I'd say, you're right. We're madly in love. Praised be Jesus Christ.